Hello, this is Brian Grabarski, High School Associate Principal from Wanakee Community High School. In this series of podcasts, I am sharing my impressions, takeaways, and action steps from sessions that occurred at the Slate 2015 convention in Wisconsin Dells. It's an excellent conference, and I give it my highest endorsement. If you're interested in technology, whether it be in a classroom, as an administrator, or as an integrator, I highly recommend attending Slate. There's a wide variety of sessions, wonderful presenters, a tremendous amount of information is available there. Whenever possible, I am crediting the presenter and offering their name and contact information so that you can follow up with them directly. There is, on the website, the Slate website, there is a tremendous amount of information. Many of these sessions have their handouts posted or their presentations posted right on the web so that you can check it out at a later point or review it. And you can find that by going to slateinwi.com. Again, slateinwi.com. If you're interested in following up with me, I can be reached at Wanakee Community High School. And if you're looking for me at Twitter, it's at Brian Grabs. This session that I'll be sharing is concurrent session number 94, Early Warning Systems Increase a High School's Capacity to be Culturally Responsive. And that the presenter was Jill Kennitzer, and she is from the Wisconsin RTI Center. This was, again, a very useful session in that it highlighted a little bit of first how you might identify those students that are not being served or not connecting well to your high school, and then a little bit of how you might try to reach them. You know, the big questions, you know, that she had posted, and obviously central to any high school, is how do you identify the students that are not likely to graduate? And even building up to that and separate from that is how do you identify students that are not college or career ready? And that is a major task for any school, and certainly something that we've all been working on actively, whether it's using different assessments or different behavioral indicators. And one of the major indicators, or several major indicators that she had really highlighted, would be the in-the-school resources, such as attendance. And the RTI Center, based on research that she did share, really promotes the idea of monitoring the first 20 to 30 school days. Again, and that's a great indicator, highly indicative of who's going to struggle with attendance if they are not attending consistently in the first 20 to 30 school days. And that is any absence, excused or unexcused, if that student dips below 90% during that time, it is a warning system or a warning that they should be monitored more closely. They also, you know, talked about the obvious discipline occurrences, whether it be referrals or suspensions. Again, those negative behavior situations are a good indication, especially early in the semester, that a student could be on for struggles. And then the final major in-school indicator is the course performance, and again, encourages that those things are monitored early as opposed to waiting more for the quarter or semester grades. And again, looking at some progress grades in that 3 to 4 week mark per the beginning of the school year. One of the instruments that she also shared that the state of Wisconsin has put out, which is the DEWS report, D-E-W-S. It's the Dropout Early Warning System, and it is updated 2 times per year. It is a resource that's been available for several years at this point, and they continue to highlight or to tweak it to make it more accurate and more useful. It is something that we have used here at Wanakee Community High School, and it found it to be very accurate in terms of the students that it identifies at high risk of not graduating on time. It has, again, high, moderate, and low as the levels. And again, high meaning not likely to graduate within the 4-year time frame, moderate risk, and low risk. The corresponding action guide that connects to the dues report was something she had shared, and there was some good information in there. It offers how to use that information, what thresholds are good indicators to use based on research nationally. So it is something that I think would be worth your time to check out, even if you have used the dues report. Again, after these levels of indication have pointed out the students that are struggling, you know, then we started to, in the short session, talk about how does the school respond. You know, in that first question, you know, that she posed is, how is the school connecting culturally to students? And in particular, taking that down to the teacher level, the classroom level, how does the teacher's culture differ from those that she or he is trying to teach? And in particular, you know, that causes many issues when a student isn't feeling connected, isn't feeling honored by their classroom teacher or by the adults that work with them in a building. It is a challenge. You know, questions to think about in that way is, how does one's culture promote or accept the idea of school? How does one's culture identify with those that are struggling? You know, how does one's culture seek out help? You know, because those are things that can differ wildly between different cultures and different communities. The other question, again, is for teachers, after you have been able to identify what your culture says or speaks to or believes in terms of education, in terms of connecting with others, how do you acknowledge the biases that you have? How do you, you know, again, how do you accept or deny that one student's culture is different than your own, especially when it values education or the responses to struggles in education differently than you do? It requires a tremendous amount of self-awareness and also a tremendous amount of openness as an educator for connecting to difference. I think a very powerful quote related to connection and related to accepting of difference and still promoting a student's highest interest and highest performance was one that Jill had shared from Dr. Joanna Kujata in 2003. And that quote goes, "I don't become what I think I can. I don't become what you think I can. I become what I think you think I can." And I think that was a powerful reminder to all of us that students will live up to what we promote. If they believe that we are promoting them as capable, as talented, and able to learn and able to succeed, they will strive for that. If they sense that there is a disbelief in any of those matters, they will hold back. They will, you know, slide into self-protection mode and not reach their potential. In terms of action items from the session, we had, you know, as a school, we have been using some of these different early warning systems to identify our struggling students. The only one that we hadn't, and I guess they're not in this way, was that we're going to tweak our use of the attendance data. In the past, we had looked heavily at the start of school and attendance. We had not necessarily monitored all types of attendance events. We had looked closely at unexcused events, unexcused absences, unexcused tardies. But again, the idea of promoting overall attendance, are they being excused more than they should? And so we are going to be, again, looking at overall attendance in addition to breaking that out into unexcused and excused as well. Again, this was my review of Session 94, Early Warning Systems Increase a High School's Capacity to be Culturally Responsive. And that was put on by Jill Kennitzer of the Wisconsin RTI Center. Thank you for listening. Have a great day.